news, Democrats are pressing Republicans to oppose President Trump's newly announced tariffs.
Some Republicans praised the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down a significant part of President Donald Trump's global tariffs. But Trump made it clear he has no intention of working with Congress.
I will sign an order to impose a 10% global tariff under Section 122 over and above our normal tariffs already being charged.
Trump is using a law that restricts the tariffs to 150 days. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says Trump's new tariffs will still raise people's costs, and they'll hurt the American people as much as the old tariffs did. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump responded swiftly, pushing back against the decision.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
In August 1971, President Richard M. Nixon declared a national emergency and imposed a 10% surcharge tariff on all imports. He justified it on the grounds of a monetary crisis, economic harm to the U.S., and the need to protect the dollar and U.S. industries. Nixon used the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, an earlier law with language similar to today's IEEPA, to justify imposing tariffs during a self-declared national emergency. Wall Street kept calm after the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's sweeping tariffs, and stocks ticked higher. The S&P 500 added 0.7% Friday. It had been flipping between small gains and losses. This is SRN News. Another warning about gambling.
This one comes from USA Today, which has been doing research into the emerging data we have on legalized gaming in this country. And it concludes that 30% of 11 to 13-year-old boys and 41% of 14 to 17-year-old boys have bet on sports in the last 12 months. They all use legal betting apps in the states where they live, despite the fact they are underage. 31 states have legalized sports gambling so far. Others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says the legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being. This is SRN News. A defeat at the state level for Democrats.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' plan to hold an April referendum on new congressional maps that could seriously impact the midterm elections. The decision threatens Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. On Thursday, a Tazewell Circuit Court judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by Republicans. The order runs through March 18th and clashes with early voting set to begin March 6th, which could doom the referendum. Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones says he will appeal the ruling. Keith Peters, Washington.
Hungary says it is blocking a major EU loan for Ukraine until Russian oil starts flowing again through the Druzhba pipeline. Oil shipments to Hungary and Slovakia have been disrupted since January 27th. More details at srnnews.com.